See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's a great sense of satisfaction and relief that he's finally been caught and brought to justice. There is a desire for revenge that isn't the most noble, but it's there and it's human. Many times on September 11th and the days after, I wanted to see him caught, wanted to see him brought to justice, and it's finally been done. I have a lot of admiration for our military and our intelligence services for carrying out a very difficult mission, and for President Obama for making the decision.
That's former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani sharing his feelings about the news that Osama bin Laden has been killed. And that's where we start in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here on Fox, Martha McCallum talked to former Vice President Cheney about the president's announcement that bin Laden was dead.
First of all, your reaction to this unbelievable news this morning when we all woke up that bin Laden had been captured and killed.
Well, I first heard about it last night when it was announced. I think it's obviously it's a very good day for the United States of America. I think we all are delighted to see that after all this time and effort, 10 years, that it's produced the result and that bin Laden is dead.
You know, there was a lot of discussion in this about, you know, the lengths of intelligence and how far back they go. What were you aware of, you know, in this story? Can you piece together that you knew about back during your administration with President Bush?
Well, we obviously worked it aggressively over the course of the time we were in office. I don't have the kind of detailed insight now that I would have had 2 or 3 years ago. Basically, what I've seen to date about this operation is what's been in the newspapers.
There's been a lot of discussion about how, you know, some of this intelligence was garnered through perhaps the enhanced interrogation techniques, that the links of this go back to Gitmo.
Well, I have seen those some of those comments, press comments, but it's I just don't know enough at this point to be able to speak authoritatively on it. I would assume that the enhanced interrogation program that we put in place produced some of the results that led to bin Laden's ultimate capture. But I'm still, you know, I need to know more, and I'm sure we'll all learn more over the course of the next few days about exactly what happened and how it was accomplished. We need to keep in place those policies that made it possible for us to succeed in this case.
When you look ahead in terms of the threat that the nation still faces, what would be your advice to the administration now in terms of how to look at that going forward?
Well, it's very important that we not let down our vigilance. Everybody, I'm sure, feels very good about having succeeded in the hunt for bin Laden. But we must not forget that al-Qaeda is still out there, still a big organization, that there'll be members of al-Qaeda who will want to use bin Laden's death as an excuse to launch more attacks. So we've got to stay on our guard and continue. We're still at war.
Diane Sawyer talked with correspondent Martha Raddatz about the Navy SEALs that killed bin Laden.
Martha Raddatz, as you know, has been to this region so often. She covers this. She knows everything about the Navy SEALs, and she joins us right now. She has been on the phone nonstop. Tell us what you've learned, Martha.
Well, Diane, when they entered that compound, they did not know what room Osama bin Laden would be in. But there they were, the Navy SEALs. They came face to face with him, and they basically recognized him. This was obviously before the DNA check. They just recognized him. They ordered him to surrender. He did not surrender. So the Navy SEALs are trained to shoot for the head. In this case, it's because they feared people in there might have suicide vests on and blow themselves up. So they shot him in the head and did what's called a double tap. They shot him twice to ensure that he was dead. Later came the DNA recognition. They went room to room. As Nick Schifrin reported in the beginning, there was blood in that one room where they found Osama bin Laden, and they quickly removed the body after that.
Coming up, we get the reaction from Washington and the international Muslim community. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitments.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh-from-the-showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand-spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The death of Osama bin Laden got to be number one this week. Certainly is number one today. From MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell talks to the chairman of the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, Senator Joe Lieberman.
What does this capture of Osama bin Laden in a suburb of Islamabad, after all the billions of dollars that we have sent to Pakistan, tell us about our relationship and the fact that either they knew and didn't tell us, or we know couldn't trust them enough to even tell them we were going in for this raid?
Well, we don't know the answers to those questions, but those are very real and important questions, and they will be asked by members of Congress with increasing intensity.
What do you want to know, Senator? I mean, what is your reaction to this? Is it possible that this facility could have been within a mile and a half of their West Point and all these neighbors and not know?
It's a very perplexing question, and I think we're at a point here where the burden of proof, you might say, is on the Pakistanis to convince us that they really did not know. It's possible that they did not know, and I suppose that would raise other questions about the skill of their intelligence operation. But, you know, we have had a very complicated relationship with Pakistan. On the one hand, they have provided us, I know, with some very important counterterrorism intelligence and assistance. On the other hand, we have reason to believe that some elements of their intelligence service are still all too close to actual terrorist groups. And, of course, all along in past years, the Pakistani military and intelligence leadership has said over and over again, Osama bin Laden is not in Pakistan. He is probably in Waziristan, in the mountains between between Afghanistan and Pakistan. This is a very difficult but very important relationship. The fact is that the overwhelming majority of the Pakistani people are not extremists, they're not Islamists. They're mainstream Muslims, and they want to live a better life. But at the higher levels of some of their intelligence apparatus are people who I think have been playing both sides. And that's got to end if they expect to continue to receive the kind of assistance that the American government and the American taxpayer have been giving them.
And briefly, do you think that this capture the killing, I should say, rather, of Osama bin Laden, does this make us safer? We've been told for all these years not only is he in a cave, but he's no longer operationally in control. He is a symbolic leader that others are more threatening, like Al-Awlaki in Yemen. Are we safer, or are we at some greater threat?
No, I think we're safer. I think the whole world is safer and better off with bin Laden dead because he, after all, was the inspiration, the propagator of this ideology that is larger than him, but is the ideology of Islamism that took the religion of Islam and made it into a radical and violent political ideology. So I think it's a body blow to the morale of the extremist forces that were associated with him and Al-Qaeda. It's not the end of the war against terror, unfortunately, but it sets them back. It creates momentum for the forces of freedom, both worldwide, here at home in terms of homeland security, but also in Afghanistan. I think it's a tremendous surge in momentum for us in Afghanistan. And I'll tell you, if I were Mullah Omar, the head of the Taliban, wherever he is now, we got a pretty good idea of where he is, I'd be feeling frightened based on what those Navy SEALs did in a protected compound, heavily protected compound, yesterday outside of Islamabad.
Andrew Carey reporting from Europe on the reaction some Muslims are having to the death of bin Laden.
For most here, the 9/11 attacks were a turning point in their lives.
When 9/11 did occur, it forced me to inquire about who this person was, what his message was about, and I realized that this man, he was someone who stands up for the truth.
Bin Laden as resistance fighter. For bin Laden's British followers, the deaths on 9/11 are no different from the deaths in Iraq or Afghanistan, for which they blame the United States.
He's a symbol of someone who stands up for Islam and speaks out against any kind of oppression that is going on anywhere in the world against the Muslims. And I think that he'll be remembered for a very, very long time.
When Sheikh Osama bin Laden issued a statement, the whole of the world will listen to that statement. It will be played on every single media channel. In fact, the leaders of the Western and the Eastern world will have to make a comment. Now that he's passed away, his mere death has meant that all leaders, all people who are important politically, must have their say on his death.
But within Britain's Muslim communities, as around the world, there are a great many voices that see bin Laden very differently.
He has managed to portray our peaceful religion, which calls on us to be compassionate and merciful to fellow human beings, as one which is full of hatred, full of violence. The terrorist activities that he has carried out are second to none. And it would be very difficult not to regard Osama bin Laden as somebody who has a place in history amongst those who have been very, very evil and cruel.
But as some Americans celebrate bin Laden's death, a word of caution from moderate Muslim opinion.
It's very important for the likes of President Obama to say time and again that this is not a war against Islam. It's very, very important that we hear that loud and clear. However, it is also just as important that on the ground our actions reflect that. If our targeted countries are amongst a long list, all Muslim countries, what signal does that give to the Muslims?
And coming up, more reaction and your calls at 800-510-8255 when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Please use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus is what talk radio and talk television are talking about. Congressman Phil Rowe of Tennessee talked to host Dave Hogan and Craig Swan about how happy he is not only that Bin Laden is dead, but none of our troops were killed.
That was a really an astounding announcement last night by the president. And, you know, after 9/11, I think all of us remember the morning that 9/11 occurred and what we were doing. I think there's probably not a single American that doesn't remember that day. And certainly I've been to New York several times since then. And I know for the people there and the American people, this is really great news. And also it shows the tenacity. I think President Bush said when it happened, we would be relentless in this and hunt this guy across the face of the earth, which we've done. It took 10 years to do it. But American tenacity did it, and my hat's off to the special forces guys. They're unbelievable, the military we have now, the training they have, and my hat's off to President Obama for sticking with the plan and getting this guy.
And it was an all-American force that went in and took him out.
I didn't know that, but that's what it should have been. I mean, we're the ones that have shouldered the load all this time, and I just can't say enough about our military and certainly about the intelligence. That was obviously a very, very tough terrain over there. I've been in that region of the country.
The remarkable thing, Phil, was that he was in a compound in a city, whereas all this time we've been thinking, at least most of us, that he's hid out in a cave somewhere. But that was not the case.
And I have to think, too, Phil, that speaks volumes to everyone in the Muslim world who perhaps had looked up to him. Because many of them are in situations that rank with poverty, if not worse. And to see their supposed leader, at least, quote, spiritual leader, taken down in this million-dollar mansion, that speaks volumes right there.
Well, I'm not totally surprised. I suspect he's moved around a lot. You couldn't stay put too where because too many eyes on this guy. But actually, it's almost easier to hide out in broad daylight sometimes than it is in a cave. You start looking for the cave. It is incredibly rugged country, those Tor Bor Mountains in that area. I've flown over that area in Afghanistan, and it is an incredibly remote area. But I'm not shocked that they found him there, and I am so glad, I'm so pleased, we are so blessed as a people. None of our troops were injured. It's an amazing operation.
Talk host Keith Larson here with the military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, and their focus are the comments listeners are making. You don't believe Bin Laden is dead.
Here's the thing. Let me read you a couple of comments from the Facebook page that they forwarded on to me here.
A guy named Ken says, there needs to be better proof before I can believe this administration. A guy named Payne says, Obama's poll numbers were down and they needed a distraction from his numerous failures. How do we know, that this is the real Osama bin Laden?
Well, I'm sure we don't know that Elvis is dead either, for sure, I guess. But I think we can be pretty conclusive about this one. I mean, the entire, unless you want to think there's a conspiracy involving the entire U.S. military, there seems to be little doubt based on the DNA evidence, based on the capturing of the body, based on photographs that I think that will be released. But let's face it, you know, we live in a pretty skeptical society. We just went through this nonsense over the birth certificate, was dragged on and on as we were, you know, dealing with that problem rather than more pressing problems like the deficit or a couple of wars. So irrespective of how the evidence is eventually presented, I'm sure there'll still be people here in the United States and probably around the world that are somewhat skeptical and believe, and we'll probably hear reports of Osama hanging out with Elvis at a gas station in Arizona.
It's a Burger King in Michigan.
Okay, that's right. I forgot.
Get it straight. All right, you mentioned the DNA. Now, whose DNA are we matching with Osama? What do you know about that?
Well, it's my understanding that we've gotten some DNA samples from Osama from other places. People have been around him, you know, prior to all this going on, or other members of the bin Laden family. And that is the wet method whereby they've done this identification.
Your turn. Up next, where are you 24 hours after the info? 800-510-TALK. We'll get your calls up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Some might think the perfect cup of coffee is something that can only be found at a favorite coffee shop, but it is possible and much more affordable to brew gourmet quality coffee right in your kitchen. Here are a few tips to get started. Choose your roast and don't be afraid to try something new. Folgers Black Silk Coffee is a good choice for those looking for robust flavors. With its bold yet smooth flavor and enticing aroma, Black Silk Coffee offers a nice change of pace for your morning ritual. Make sure your coffee is properly packed and stored to preserve the flavor. Once opened, coffee is best stored in a sealed container and kept in a dark place. Add steamed or frothed milk to your coffee to provide creamy flavor and texture. With warmer days ahead, save your morning coffee in the refrigerator. Then, when the day heats up, add cream, sugar, and ice for a refreshing iced coffee beverage. For more coffee brewing tips and recipes, visit www.folgers.com. I'm John Tridden.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust wild food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body, and the best part, Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837 or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Everyone watching him saw our commander-in-chief deliver a most powerful, moving, impactful announcement. And this is such a national moment of just justice come to be, as he said, and a world moment in history that no one will ever forget. And I think that he did a most incredible job talking about one of the lines that I thought will have the most impact is when he said that Osama bin Laden never represented Muslims. Mm-hmm. And it was such a wise, wise statement on his part.
There's Elizabeth Hasselbeck giving props to President Obama. The world is talking about this, and so are we on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A couple of more bits and pieces from various television programs, and then your calls at 800-510-8255. Is this a great moment for America? Regis and Kelly. Talk bin Laden's death.
Got him, brought him out, and got him in the plane. I guess they took him to sea and then buried him there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they have 24 hours
to do that,
according to, I guess, Muslim law.
Mm-hmm.
To me, what's so interesting is the massive structure that he was living in the middle of a city near a military base with these giant walls and barbed wire.
And nobody knew he was there, huh?
I mean, it seems like the only thing missing is a sign with an arrow.
Here he is.
Yes,
you're absolutely right.
I mean, were there spotlights on it at night? I
can't believe no one in that city knew that he was there.
All right. Let's see here. The former Navy SEAL, someone who is close to how this action is performed, his name is Brandon Webb, on getting bin Laden.
These guys would have just had a lot of technology at their disposal. There's some amazing 3D target package imagery where you can tell the different variations and heights of buildings, roads. They would have this compound dialed in pretty tight and spent just relentless hours rehearsing for the actual mission. But the thing is, it's really hard to get inside and know what's inside the interior on a compound of this size. But again, it just comes down to training and being ready for these uncertain environments, which is what these guys do all the time.
800-510-8255. The suggestion has been made that May 1st become a national holiday. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. I heard that a couple of times yesterday. So lots of news, lots of focus. The Situation Room, interesting, as there are pictures now that have come forth of Joe Biden and the president and Mrs. Clinton all watching, as it's almost like a television show, in a sense, a very interesting television show like NCIS or something. There are a lot of people who, though on the phone on this program yesterday, said they don't believe it. They don't think that he's really dead. So what do you believe? 800-510-8255. Roger's in Pasadena, California. All right, Roger, you can kick it off first. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Well, I guess Barack Bush is returning to New York. American justice we see now is a bullet in the head. Well, we saw that in Dallas and what they did to Bobby.
Hold on just a second, sir. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Barack Obama failing to kill Gaddafi Saturday night, but killing the children, and then having to assassinate a double of Bin Laden, dump the body in the ocean, come up with phonied up evidence to raise his polls as part of his reelection campaign.
All right. Well, there've been a lot of people who've had that on their mind. The cynical side of this, and there seem to be more of those people than not. 800-510-8255. What will it take, if you do not believe that Bin Laden is dead, for you to believe that Bin Laden is dead? Josie calls the countdown from Pennsylvania, seems to be pretty happy. Go ahead, ma'am.
I am just very, very, very proud of those young Americans who carried out that very difficult mission. I'm very proud of the fact that this is a unifying moment in our history. And I want to give a lot of credit to President Obama. Even though it's not a political time, I really want to thank he and his staff and the intelligence community for their perseverance. I just think that this is something that is going to help bring us together as a nation once again, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, I wish that that were the case. It doesn't seem to be bringing us together at all. If you listen to some of the commentary from some of the radio hosts and some of the people on television and some of the people calling this program, like the last caller before you, Josie, doesn't seem to be a unifying moment at all. As the details trickle down on Bin Laden's last moments, the chief of counterterrorism, John Brennan, revealed that when cornered by the troops, Bin Laden used one of his wives as a shield. This tells you what the guy is all about. The woman was killed also in the raid, but it was unclear if she shielded him willingly. The force that carried out the raid where Bin Laden was hiding has been identified as SEAL Team 6 of the Naval Special Warfare Development Group. A live video feed of the assault is now available. As I was saying, watching the Situation Room situation is pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. Here's Donna in Durham, North Carolina on the countdown.
I'm just really, really excited that we finally did catch Osama bin Laden, really, that I'm really just pleased with all the efforts that the Bush administration and the Obama administration had really put into really finding this man. Being as though I am only 22 years of age, I was in the eighth grade when the 2001 attack had happened. I was actually in Hyattsville, Maryland, and I was in middle school, and I'm just very pleased that the government has done all that they can to really put forth the effort to find this man. It is unfortunate that he was killed in the operation because he could have led to some other answers that could have possibly helped us with future attacks and everything.
Well, unfortunate that he was killed. That was the idea, ma'am, to kill him. There was no idea to have a trial. There was no idea to bring him to justice in that way. He's gotten his justice, but it isn't. There was nobody planning to pull him out and have a conversation with him. That was pretty obvious. Interesting, when one of Bin Laden's most trusted aides picked up the phone at one point last year, he unknowingly led the United States to the doorstep of his boss. That monitored phone call, recounted on Monday by one of the officials who've been working on this for a year. And I guess that's the side comment. Was it worth the effort, the time? Psychologically, it sure was, but cost a lot of money. U.S. intelligence this walled compound in northeast Pakistan. And the Pakistanis knew he was there. What does that say about our relationship? No wonder it's frayed. But the as it plays through, the final minutes of what this team did, he was vulnerable, and his biggest vulnerability were his couriers. He was too smart to be allowing Al-Qaeda foot soldiers and even commanders to know where he was hiding out. But if he wanted to get his messages out, somebody had to carry them. And he looked for people that he trusted. Shortly after the terrorist attacks in September, some of the CIA secret prison network told interrogators about the important courier with a name of Al-Kuwaiti, Abu Ahmed Al-Kuwaiti, who was close to bin Laden. After the CIA captured the number three leader, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he confirmed knowing this guy, but denied that he had anything to do with Al-Qaeda. And then back in 2004, a top operative was captured in Iraq. He told the CIA that this guy was the courier, somebody crucial to the organization, in particular close to Al-Qaeda's operational commander and also to bin Laden. So then the CIA has gotten involved in it. It's quite a trail. Interesting. 800-510-8255. Let's chat with Elliot, who's calling from Jackson, Tennessee, live to the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I feel kind of I have mixed feelings. Part of me, I feel real proud and patriotic. And on the other hand, I feel that there's a certain group of Americans that, whether they're uneducated or uninformed, you know, just want to deny the fact that this person is even dead.
Yeah, why do you think that is? So what's the reason for that, Elliot?
I think it goes to the same reason that President Obama had to show his birth certificate to Donald Trump. That I hate to say it, but I think there's a lot of racism.
All right. I don't know that you're wrong about that. I think we have a racist country. This country has fallen not sideways but backwards a lot in the last 10 years or so, from the early 2000s to now, maybe the last 10 years. And what's the reason for it? That's part of the discussion here. And you're welcome to join in. 800-510-8255. What are your concerns, as this gentleman just expressed? What is the state of America? It's 16 before the hour. This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Review.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. Doug Stephanie here on the Countdown, a review of the hot hit. And that's what it is. One item, and that's the death of bin Laden. The celebrations around the country. It was interesting to look at some of the video and more of the pictures, what went on outside the White House, for example. What did you think of all of that? 800-510-8255. Paul calls in from Medway, Massachusetts, to the Countdown.
I'm absolutely delighted that America has finally achieved justice for all of the people from whatever nation they were from who were killed in the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville. I am very concerned, however, that people who have supported him will continue to attack America, Americans and American interests abroad. And I'm nervous today, very nervous. It could cause people who have supported him to take action and lash out at Americans and American interests. And I'm just very concerned about that.
Well, you can be concerned about it. It's natural and normal. And how much you can do about it, though, one way or the other. 800-510-8255. How do we review the situation and all of the terrorist malarkey that we have put ourselves through? That may be a question to think about. Tia is happy that we killed bin Laden.
It's really odd for me to say that I celebrate the accomplishments of our men and women in uniform in accomplishing this task that has been daunting for a decade now. And I understand the importance of Osama bin Laden's death, but I do want to stress this ain't over. You know, Osama bin Laden was not the head of a snake. He was the symbol used to keep inspiring and recruiting people who still share that mindset, who still have that stone in their heart with regard to religious freedom and what they perceive to be preserving some kind of religious and cultural identity. And I'd also like to point out that that's just one segment of people who share that view. I mean, we've got people who aren't Muslim who share a similar like-minded view who may not be as violent. But we've had religious extremists throughout our history as human beings. And what we have to focus on is how do we stop that and not just, you know, we got that one bad guy. Because that one bad guy can be recreated over and over again if we don't examine ourselves as human beings.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It is this young lady right here and our two daughters. Because when I come home, no matter what I'm dealing with, I know that I've got people there who not only do I love, but whose company I just enjoy and who will bring me down to a level of basic humanity and humor and will knock me down a peg and make sure that I'm not taking myself too seriously, even if I'm taking the work seriously. And so not only has she been a great first lady, but she is just my rock. And I count on her in so many ways every single day.
A president who's very much the focus or part of the focus in the slaying of bin Laden, talking about his wife and balance in his life in an interview that he has done this week. 800-510-8255. I'm trying to bring you all sorts of pieces and colors here. Was bin Laden assassinated? Is that the term that you would use? Here is Ed calling from Alaska. All right, Ed, you have the floor. You're live on the countdown. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. You know, it's a good thing to see one of these people be gone from the planet. But people in America should understand that 14% of the population are veterans. 86% are not. And we keep this country free. I'm a former Marine, and once a Marine, always a Marine.
It would seem.
People will just realize that the freedoms that they have, not from the government, because the government seems to be getting more corrupt every year, but from the military standpoint, this country is free, and I'm grateful that we have a nation where 14% of the population will take care of 86%.
All right. Thanks for your thoughts, sir. Joe's in Chattanooga, Tennessee, up next on the countdown with a call. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just wanting to make a comment about, I'm kind of got mixed emotions myself. I want to see proof that this man's actually dead.
Yeah, well,
you know,
going
everybody gets a warm and fuzzy feeling about what the government says. Well, the government's been known to lie to everybody before.
Yep. Well, there's supposedly The government is holding photos of bin Laden, and they're thinking about releasing them as early as today. So that will be very interesting, and it'll cause more conversation. You have raised a concern that a lot of people have, justifiably. Rich, you're in Moorhead, Kentucky. What's on your mind?
I'm just glad that we had a president that put his foot down and finally did what he said he was going to do.
Yeah? You mean finally Obama did something he said he was going to do? Or somebody did something? I'm not sure what you mean.
He said that he would go in and he will get him and they will find him.
Well, there are some people who have said that this is the first real promise from the campaign that Obama has delivered on. That's an interesting overview of it. Randy in Wilmington, North Carolina, comment from you. Are you celebrating?
Yeah, actually I am. You know, and I'm kind of getting tired of all the people telling me that we shouldn't be happy and we shouldn't be joyous over this occasion.
Who's telling you that?
I have friends and, you know, people are telling me. Actually, you see reports. I work a nighttime job, but I'm seeing things on Facebook, for instance, from friends of mine saying that we should be more somber over the fact, you know, and we shouldn't worry that.
Well, because of the death of another human being? Is that what they want you to be somber about that?
Well, stuff like that. They're saying that, you know, all we can do is stir up violence by us chanting in the streets and saying, USA, USA. I just remember that the generation before us, or a couple generations before us, when people came home from World War II and they celebrated in the street, you know what I mean? And I feel like we had a good victory today. Now, I don't totally support this president and all his policies, but I'll give him this one. He did a good job on this.
All right, that's a good – let's leave it at that. That's a positive way to end the call, and we've had plenty of people that were negative. John in Key West, Florida, you got a few seconds here. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time understanding why we're even – what was the purpose of them having to bury him at sea within 24 hours because of Muslim law? What do we care about Muslim law? This guy, you know, didn't care about us, and he blew our – you know, he changed everybody in America's life over here 10 years ago when he did what he did. And all of a sudden, you know, we got to worry about Muslim law. I mean, they should have kept him and brought his body over here and held it up like a hunter does when he has a trophy and he has a deer he caught, or a fisherman who has a fish and he has it hanging. You know, I caught this fish and all that. I want to see Osama bin Laden. Sorry, get confused here. The name.
No, I do that all the time. You want to see his body? Well, as I said, they have photos. And they're weighing releasing them and the video of what went on in the compound. So let's see if that holds true. In the meantime, another hour of great conversation. The focus on bin Laden, which will continue for sure here on the Countdown.